With an eximin tough reish samach dalid, sif aleph the dalid, say the yom hashanah rabba. Chava says in sif aleph, the yom shvi shu hashanah rabba, on the seventh day of Sukkot, which is hashanah rabba, noyagin laharbois bim mizmoyon kim may be yontif. The minig is to be marba in mizmoyon, just like on yontif. Ramah says, hagav ve'enayim nishmas, but we won't say nishmas. So in other words, we'll say the Sukkot the Zimra like Yantif, but we won't say Nishmas. Va'imrim is Melisaida. Va'imrim in Kamaicha, Shema Yisrael, Kamei be Yantif. Va'imrim Kaddish. Shela Achat Filus Musaf, Benigin Yantif. We'll say the Kaddish with the negative Yantif. Ve'in Regilin, Lasis Molocha, Shel Chol Ad Achi Yitzias Mi Beis HaKnesses. We won't do Molocha of Chol until after we leave Shul. Ve'yesh Leimar Pizmain Zachar Bris, Sheyesh Mila Baishana Rabba. If there's a mila, we'll say the pidman pizmain zechor bris. But I'm going to say kaidem anach ezoin chin. Kasva rishonim zal. Rishonim writes sheish simin b'tzel levana b'leil shana rabba. There's a simin in the shade of the sun. The shade cast by the sun in the night of shana rabba. She yikri loy oyle krev of ba'is hashana. What will happen to him or his relatives in that year? V'yish misha kasav shein ladaktik b'zeh. That one should not be involved in this. Kedeshele lisra mazla, you shouldn't ruin his mazla. Gam ki rabim enam avinim ha'inyin al-buryav. Also, because many don't really understand this. V'yesu tev liyas tamim le'lachkar asidois ke'nerali. And it's better to be trusting instead of delving into the future. U'marvim tzas b'neiris kamei b'yam ha'kipurim, so we'll be marvim in candles like Yom Kippur. Ramos says, o'medak gin lo'igin litvo atzum kaidim alois ha'shachar to tevel themselves before Alei Sashachar Kamoi Be'erev Yom Kippur, just like one would title himself on Erev Yom Kippur. V'yesh Neigen Lil Baish HaKittel Kamoi Be'erev Yom Kippurim. Some of the minik to wear the kittel like Yom Kippur. Mechaber continues with V'shebechag Nidoinim Alamayim. So we're going to do these things similar to Yom Kippur because on Yontif, on Hashanah Rabba, we're judged on water. V'neigen Lahater Be'agudish HaLulav. And the minik is to undo the what's binding the lulav together. Umakif and Zayim Pa'amim. We'll go around the Bima 7 times. Umarbim, Tachanunim, Alamayim, and we'll daven for the Mayim. Mishnebura, Sukkot Aleph, Rabba, Noegin Yisrael Yis Ni'urin Belel Arava. The minig is for people to stay up. Ukfar Nidfas the Seder, and the Seder of what the Seder is printed. Kamei B'yantif. So we're going to go ahead and same as Mayim like Yantif, the Shibachag Nidainim Alamayim, says the Mishnah Berurah, because we're being judged on water. Vugemara Chasima, and it's the end of the Chasima. Va'imrim Lamatzeach, Mizmor Hashemayim Esaprim, Mishara Mizmayim, Ukudushas Musaf Naritz, Lekamay B'Yantif. However, we won't say Nishmas, says the Mishnah Berurah, because really it's Chayil, so we'll say Yishtabach. We're going to go ahead and say, we're going to say, in kamarcha shema Yisrael kamay be yantif, meaning with the meaning of yantif. And the Ramah says further, we won't do malacha shel chayil until we leave shul. Says the Mishabur, v'yesh masirim me'asma fila kishel mayis. Some people will remove even their money, their wallets, their money pouch. Umashe gaivin mayis esrig, and this step is a minig to collect mayis esrig. M'pnei shiroiva kal me'asasv b'shan rabba. The issue Revach with Tzakah, he says, so this was a form of Tzakah he used to do, and since that's a time when everyone's there, so then it's going to be, it's worth it to do it, even though it is a Davar Shel Chol. We said in the Mechabu, Marim Ksas B'neiris Kamei B'yem Kippurim, and again, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Shebechag Nidonim Alamayim, because by Mechag, a person's judged on water. V'chol chaya odim toluyim b'mayim, and a person's life is dependent on water. V'chol haylich achar chitum, and the entire judgment is going to go after the end. That's the most important. We mentioned going to the mikvah before Alois HaShachar, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'tayv yesu litvul mi be'erev. It would be best really to tayvul from the night before, k'dei lilmoy kol layla b'kedusha, in order to learn the whole night b'kedusha. V'yidus azivig u'kumay b'lel shvuas. As far as Zivik is concerned, Allah is like Shvuas, but with a little tefillah, Yishamesh, if it's a little tefillah, so then one should be Mishamesh Mitasa. So, we mentioned in the Ramah, the minig to wear Kittel Kama Yom Kippurim, says the Mishnah Berurah that in our Medina, the minig is to wear Bigdei Shabbos, and only the Shliach Tziva wears the Kittel. would go around the Bima 7 times, like the Mikdash, they would go around the Mizbeach 7 times on this day. V'naitan Arava b'yayim hazeh. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Zeichu l'mikdash in etzilas Arava ha-yisham halacha l'mash m'sinai. In the Mikdash, they would take the Arava halacha l'mash m'sinai. V'chein ha-yisim etzfaseh b'chol yayim mishivas hayam. And this is the way they used to do it every single of all of the 7 days. So Yimavin Aravais, they would bring Aravais to Zeik, Noison, a Kahana, while study a Mizbeach. The Kahana would stand them up by the sides of the Mizbeach, for Akach Boyin Ha'am, and then the people would come from Noiton Noison, and they would take them Misham, from Anan Noison, they would shake them. Ulahaki Le Tiknu Le Noit Le Kol Zayin Kemay Belulav. Why are we not doing this all Zayin like we're Noyig to take the Lulav? The Lulav is the Ikim in a Torah. Because Lulav has actually a base from the Torah, Bizman Hazeh, the Yom Rishon Hu Min HaTorah Af Bigvulin, because Yom Rishon is Midaraisi, even outside the base of Mikdash. So therefore, Af Dinan Lan Zeichel Mikdash, we're going to make that Zeichel Mikdash all Zayin. But Arava, the Lesli Ikum Min HaTorah Bigvulin, Arava was never performed Midaraisi Bigvulin, so Daishin Navoid Zeichel Mikdash Yom Echad is enough to make 1 day. The Kavu Yom Zayin, La Rava Yosim Yom Acher, and they decided to pick Yom Zayin. Kivin Shabim Mikdash Yegamkin Yosim Kedusha Biyom Ezeh, since this was a more Kaddish day as far as a Rava is concerned, there are Yom Akifin Zayin Pam Biyom Ezeh, they would go around 7 times on this day. But there's no Baracha because it's a Minig Nevi'im, and they never made a Takana that you have to do it, and therefore we don't say the Tzivano. The Rama mentioned the Minig that the, okay, that's further on in Sif Bey. So Neitan Arava B'Yemzeh, Melvad Arava Shabalulav. So we'll take Arava on this day, besides for that Arava Nolulav, Ve'im Mevarchan Aleh. But we won't make a bracha on it. So we learned already the Mishnah Berurah for the Sif. The Ramah says, V'Nagu Sheshamash Beis HaKnesef Mevi Arava Limka. The Minig is the Shamash Beis HaKnesef just brings the Arava to sell. K'mash Ahayah Minig B'Smanash Beis HaMikdash Kayim. On this the Mishnah Berurah comments, So Yishluche Bezdin Mevi'in Lehen, the Shluche Bezdin would bring it. Sif Gimel. Yesh Misha Oymer Sha'af B'Yem Azem Akifim B'Lulav V'Loi B'Arava. So some say that on this day of Hashana Rabba there would be Makif just with the Lulav and not with the Rabba. V'Loi Noach U'Kain. That's not the Minik. El HaKif Gam Boi Gam B'Arava, but rather to use the Rabba also. So Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yudalid Sha'af B'Yem Zer Ratzalei Mekamei B'Yem Makad Moinim Shein Leitlan HaRabba. Shele Hukfa Rabba Rak V'Yem Zer. Just like the other days, the previous days, that we didn't take the Arava, because the Arava is after all only on this day. So some of the minig that even on this day will be makif with the lulav, and not the Arava, just like we did on previous days. So says the mechaber the boy nagu kain el hakif boy gam by Arava. Shabur sif katan tesvav. The tama davar the gemara is plukta im makifin be lulav by Arava. There's a machaikas whether we'll take the lulav or the Arava. V'dasri shushayna shirulei. The first sheet to holds command the Omar the Makifin Belulav that we go around with the Lulav. Uminiga Ilam who could lot is called Adeus to answer all the sheetas, Shigamanda Omar Belulav and Paisal Makabarov, he has no problem if you go with the Rav, the Khimandom Barav and Paisal Makabalulov, he has no problem if you go with Lulav, so we'll do with both. Finally comment the Sivzaim Bagov is Kima Khrainim and Lulav Beir Yakifu Bashanar al Barav, if there is no Lulav, so then you should be Makish to go around with the Rav. Sif Dalit, Shir Arava Zu Afilu Ola Echad Bebar Echad. So the Shir of this Arava is even one leaf on one stick. The Ramah says, Miu Mechur Huliyais Ola Echad Bebar Echad. It's really not nice. Okay, Nagu Lassus Hashanas Yafim, Shum Zekele Manveu, to make nice Hashanas. Veshir Arka Keshir Eirich Arava Shabalulav. The Shir is Tvitfachim, like the Arava Nalulav. The Ramah says, Vachala Paisel by Arava Shabalulav, Paisel by Arava Zu, anything that passels by the lulav is going to be problematic over here. The chayvet ba'ala karko ya kli pa'am mashallah shall bang on the ground or on a kli for 2 or 3 times. The Ramah says the yeshayim shetzarch l'nanebo that you have to shuckle it. The nagulas ishteyam the meaning is to do both menanim ba to shake it va'aka chayvten isa and then to bang it. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Zayin Hayishanas Yafim v'tayv l'chila shiyah koponim gimel baden. There should be at least 3 sticks, uveshem ari, kasfu, hay baden, 5 sticks or 5 pieces. The shear is the shear of the ayrech al rav and the lulav, the hainu gimel tfachim, because after all, There's no reason to say it should be different, except in the detail of Allah Echad, which was mentioned. Yishayim da'irovish roshana yirava yishlito abadim bilti kshurim should be tied together. Avo ramaz cholak alav the ramaz as argues v'tzorah kosat tzorah l'koshra. But one should tie them together v'chem and again on that term minik. Every passus by Rav is a passus on lulav. Fakin yishli zor shli yegazel shouldn't be stolen, will yavish nor dried out. V'hine akopanim alhoi yavish ala kamish b'vada kosher. If it wasn't dried out, it was just withered, it's kosher. It should be moist. Put it in these vessels of gold. So it shouldn't get withered. And that's a hidden mitzvah. He said you should take that rough and hit it on the karka, on the kli. You should bang on the ground 5 times. First, you should bang first on the ground 5 times, and only afterwards on the kelim to remove the leaves. There's no need to remove all the leaves.